Americans, 82% of the Catholics surveyed, said greater steps were needed. 69% of Americans, 60% of U.S. Catholics, said the next pope should change church policies to allow priests to marry. And 64% said women should be allowed to become priests. 60% of the surveyed American Catholics agreed with that. Tens of thousands of people were waiting outside St. Peter's Basilica when the doors opened today to allow the public to start filing past the body of the pope. The public admitted an hour earlier than expected, but only after a private prayer service attended by cardinals and other church officials. That followed the solemn procession in which John Paul's body was carried from the Apostolic Palace to the basilica, beneath which his body will be buried Friday. 12 pallbearers, flanked by Swiss guards, carried his body through St. Peter's Square. George Bush will be joined by leading dignitaries from around the world at Pope John Paul's funeral on Friday. Prince Charles will be there. He's delaying his wedding by one day so he can go to the ceremonies. He'll be joined by British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Germany to be represented by both its chancellor and its president. French President Jacques Chirac said that he and his wife will attend. Spanish officials confirmed the royal couple will be among the mourners, King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia, close to the pope. And the Spanish delegation will also include Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, whose socialist government clashed with the Catholic Church over same-sex marriage. A consumer group accusing restaurants, stores, and hotels near St. Peter's Square of jacking up prices for the people mourning the pope. Rome normally sees a lull in tourism this time of year, they say. Pope John Paul's funeral, expected to draw up to 2 million people. Camps are being set up on the edge of town to accommodate people who cannot find or afford hotels. Local businessmen, they say, could earn more than $122 million in the next couple of weeks. Visitors, they say, will spend an additional $193 million on transportation. A consumer watchdog group says they're getting complaints already of price gouging. This is Air America Radio News.
Hi, this is Larry King. You know, the other day my son said, "Daddy, why are you drinking my Welch's grape juice?" And I said, "Your Welch's? I've loved Welch's grape juice since I was your age. And now I love it even more because Welch's is good for our hearts. It's made from heart-healthy Concord grapes with no added sugar, so it's full of natural antioxidants. In fact, delicious Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. And you know what he said? "Daddy, you have a purple mustache." Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
What do you get when you cross a ballerina with an insomniac? Someone who'll dance the night away. And that's what they're doing at a dance-a-thon put together by dancers and their community coalition to raise money for kids' after-school programs. And what do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ripa. You probably know me best as a TV host and actress, but you may not know that my sister was seriously injured in a drunk driving crash. She is one of about 500,000 people who are injured every year because of someone's careless choice to drink and drive. If you've survived a crash, or if you have a loved one who's been injured or killed due to drunk driving, please call MAD. They're here to help, and they're just a phone call away. Call 1-800-GET-MAD or visit mad.org.
Randy Rhoads.
I am Randy Rhoads. Fabulous. Look how beautiful. Look at you. Fabulous. Tim,
Tim, what do you think?
It's fabulous.
Oh, she never looked better in her life.
Oh, one eye is bigger than the other. Turn it the other way.
Randy's back.
She's not symmetrical.
Randy's back.
See, symmetry is beauty, and that's why she's not.
Randy's back, and in perfect working order.
I'm feeling like every woman.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Okay, turn it the other way. Okay, now turn this way and chin down.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Boy, it's been a bizarre weekend, hasn't it? No offense intended. The coverage, the 24/7 wall-to-wall coverage of the death of Pope John Paul has been. I don't know. I feel like this particular pope had a lot of good things to say from a liberal point of view where it concerned justice, and not so many good things to say from a liberal point of view where it concerned the inner workings of the church, although the church, the Catholic Church, has never been known as a bastion of liberalism. Let's face it, the Catholic Church over the centuries probably... in its claiming of territory and people and so on and so forth for this crown or that crown or the Holy Roman Empire or God or Christ or whomever, has probably been instrumental in causing more death and destruction than any single organization in the history of the human race. By the same token, nobody can deny that Pope John Paul II was certainly... an exemplary spokesperson for that church. And again, no disrespect intended here. I'm not in the mood tonight to bust up on Catholics or the Catholic Church. What is. the one question I've had, and I thought about this again this weekend, and maybe someone who is a believer can straighten me out on this or straighten out other people who have the same thought that I have. If the idea behind Christianity is to move on, you know, especially in the Catholic faith, you're supposed to be here and suffer and it's miserable and don't worry, your reward is coming. Then why is it when in so many instances when people are near death, it's like, oh, no, don't let him go. Don't let him go. Oh, no, don't let him. I could never quite get my mind around that. Anyway, we're coming to you from the mothership, from the home office of Air America Radio in beautiful Midtown Manhattan, or somewhere in Manhattan. I have no idea. I guess we're kind of on the, what is this neighborhood, Jason? I mean, Colin. Midtown. All right, Midtown Manhattan. All right. Well, you know, it's really been an interesting adventure coming here. The most interesting part was... The kind of meet and greet that we had last night at the Raven here in New York, in the Lower East Side. That I know that one for sure. Met an awful lot of people who listen to this network, and a lot of people who listen to my program, and it was just an absolute hoot. We had a good time. The club that we went to, the Raven, it was jam packed. Had a lot of fun. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm up there talking and meeting people and doing this thing that that you do when you have a meet and greet like that. And at one point, I said, I'd hate to ask this, anybody give me a Coke, Coca-Cola? And somebody gave me a Coke, and I kept drinking these Cokes, but they had Jack Black in them. So along about halfway through the night. On Air America Radio, we. Not quite that bad, but we had a great time. We really did. Kathy went along, so did Molly, and we had a real good time. So thanks to the people at the Raven. Thanks to everybody who showed up. We had folks coming in from across the country, which was surprising to me. There was miserable weather here, so anyone who flew in on Saturday, like we did, had a real surprise, you know, near-death experiences. I love flying, but what happened on Saturday for people flying into this area was pretty intense. Anyway, we had a lot of folks who made the trip. You know, they had maybe other business here in the city, but to come in and say howdy and hang out with other like-minded souls who listen to this network, listen to my program, and I just appreciate it very much. Now, as far as the program tonight, if there's any comments, and I hate these, if there's any comments, join in, but the way to start a program, but anyone who has something to say about this particular pope and his death or his life. I mean, you're welcome. Welcome to come to the program and say it. One of the things that has crept out is the influence of the Polish pope on the fall of communism. Now, if you subscribe to American comic book history, the only reason the Soviet Union collapsed was the sainted Ronald Reagan. You know, a good-looking, B-grade moron, Ronald Reagan. And the theory goes that because he threatened to surround Europe with the Soviet Union with cruise missiles all over Europe, and because the United States, under these right-wing thugs, was willing to spend trillions of dollars wasted into the toilet on so-called defense, that because of this, the Soviet Union just went, oh, damn, we better collapse, and collapsed. There were two people who were instrumental in my opinion, in really bringing the Soviet Union to pieces, taking it to pieces. Lech Wałęsa of the Solidarity Movement in Poland, Pope John Paul II, and Zbigniew Brzezinski. Now, if I'm not mistaken, all three are Polish. Right? Huh? Brzezinski, who set up the deal in Afghanistan in when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, and Brzezinski convinced, who was it, Carter, to arm the Mujahideen. This is, of course, there's always blowback. This is how he wound up with Osama bin Laden. The Polish Pope, shortly after he was elected Pope, he made a trip back to Poland, where the Solidarity Movement was struggling against monolithic Soviet communism, such as the rest of the world thought it existed. As it turned out, other than the missiles tipped with nuclear weapons and a massive ground force, the Soviet Union wasn't worth the powder to blow it to hell as far as being a threat to the rest of the world. The only threat to the rest of the world was the perceived threat that the United States and the Soviet Union jacked each other around with for half a century. God knows how many, literally, you know, if you believe that way, God knows how many people died in Southeast Asia, in Central Asia, in Africa, in Central America, in South America, all over the planet, because of the war game played between the United States and the Soviet Union for what? But as far as Ronald Reagan having a damn thing to do with the fall of the Soviet Union, oh, come on. You right-wingers who believe that, two words, grow up. The legacy of Pope John Paul II is the downfall of the Soviet Union. Now, remember the famous question Stalin asked when he was told that the Catholic Church, I forget the direct statement from, was it Pius XII or whoever was the Pope then, who said that it was ungodly or something to invade countries and yada yada, and Stalin's famous rejoinder of, you know, how many divisions does the Pope have? And the obvious answer was none. He's got the Swiss Guard. So what's your point? What's your point, Uncle Joe? Well, the point was that might makes right. Turns out that that's never the case. George Bush, are you listening? Are you paying attention? Well, of course not. So Lech Wałęsa, Pope John Paul II, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, these are the three, in my opinion, who were instrumental for the most part. There were other forces applied, but for the most part, these were the three who brought down the Soviet Union. Now, the fourth man in there who was instrumental in taking it apart was Mikhail Gorbachev, whose policies of glasnost and perestroika. Openness, and what's the other one? What the hell's the other word? There's openness and whatever. These were the four. Ronald Reagan had as much to do with the end of the Soviet Union as I did, which is to say nothing. So I just wanted to get that out, okay? June 1979, when John Paul returned to Poland as Pope, and Brezhnev was the Soviet leader then, and he warned Polish officials not to receive the Pope because, quote, it will only cause trouble, end quote. Brezhnev was right. So to me, that is the legacy of John Paul II. Quick break, we'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Workers across America are speaking out against Social Security privatization. Sue Stawicki of Madison, Wisconsin doesn't believe that George W. Bush's privatization is aimed at saving Social Security.
No, he's out to give it off to Wall Street and stuff, and, you know, it's to investors, and it ain't going to help us. Look at Enron and their savings. We've had depressions. We had stock market crashes. I don't want to put my money in to something there's no insurance.
Daryl Lau is an AFSCME member determined to save Social Security from the privatization scheme.
We're not going to support privatization of our Social Security. Privatization, in my opinion, it's just the first step to killing it. That's what they want to do, and that's not what we're going to do. We can fix it. This country can fix it. We're not going to privatize, and we're not going to lose it.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the union for the information age.
Are you struggling with your weight? Listen closely. This might change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. My powerful hypnosis CDs will stop your struggle with food and emotional eating and self-sabotage. The Zen of Thin guides you to heal emotional issues that are the real cause of your weight problem. Diets don't work. The real answer is in your mind. Hypnotherapy will stop the cravings and put you in control. The Zen of Thin will instantly hypnotize you to feel better fast. And now you get a free private hypnotherapy session with someone in your area, someone you can trust. And now when you order the Zen of Thin, you'll get our amazing Appetite Zapper hypnosis CD that will instantly make you love to eat your veggies and stop your sugar and carb cravings. Listen to the CD as you sleep tonight. Wake up tomorrow in control, cravings gone, burning fat fast. I guarantee it. Call me, Wendy Friesen, 877-68-HAPPY. Remember, 877-68-HAPPY, or on the web at zenofthin.com. Open your mind before you open your mouth.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 21 past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. If you'd like to join in tonight, feel free. Before we really get cranked here, I want to bring Harold on. Harold is calling from here in the city. He is the owner of the Raven, where we had the gig last night. And I mean to make too big of a deal about it, but it was just a hell of a lot of fun. Hey, Harold.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Great. It was so great meeting you and your family, Kathy and Molly. We had a wonderful time last night.
Did you get all the broken glass cleaned up?
Hey, glasses break. That's a fact of life in bar business.
And the smashed tables and
smashed table?
I really hated it when the ambulance had to show up and take that one guy out of here. You know, seriously. We had a great time, and thanks to you and your partner for... that's your wife, right?
Yeah, she's my wife, Rhea.
Right, Rhea, for having us over there. We had a good time.
Yeah, that was great. There was crowds overflowing into Avenue A, and
wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, maybe next time, we come back up here. Maybe we can do it again or something. Who knows?
I would love. You always have a home here in East Village with us at Raven.
Thanks a lot, Harold. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right, sir. You take care.
Take care. Bye bye.
Nice folks. Again, we had folks that came to this gig who don't live here in New York. Mike, one of our listeners in St. Paul, Minnesota, and his wife flew in, and they got caught in the same storm that we did, only coming from the west. We were coming from the south, so we spent a few minutes trading horror stories about the trip in. But Mike, there's a lot of pictures that were taken of this gig, and... If you like this program, if you like to see the pictures that are out there, Kathy's going to post some at our website. I think our webmaster already has. Go to MikeMalloy.com if you want to see some of the pictures. Mike in St. Paul sent me a bunch, but I can't, when we get back to Atlanta, we'll put them up. So anyway, just one last time, to everybody who showed up and to the people who provided the facility for us, thank you so much. It was just a hell of a lot of fun to get crazy with some of the listeners, all the people from the New York area that came. Y'all are great. I mean, it just you really made Kathy and I and the kid feel welcome. Thank you so much. All right, let's do some phone calls here. All right, Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Wanted to talk to you about kind of a coincidence. Pope died on April 2nd. And 2 years ago on April 2nd, Sergeant Michael Pedersen was killed in a helicopter crash in southern Iraq.
Was he the first U.S. casualty?
No, he was. He wasn't the first. He was. You may know him as Lila Lipscomb's son. She was in Fahrenheit 9/11.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's right. Thanks for the reminder. The woman who got word of her son dying during the filming of Michael Moore's movie.
Right.
Yeah, that was just almost too much. I think it was at that point where Kathy and I were sitting in the theater weeping.
I spent Saturday evening with Lila. She came to the East Lansing Unitarian Universalist Church for a fundraiser for the Peace Education Center.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, I have to say, she is one of the strongest, most spiritual women I've ever met.
You know, I don't know how a parent handles that. I really don't, especially once we understand the nature of the war that we're sending our young men and women to go fight. I have combat veterans in my family. Well, they're all dead now, but my uncles, I mentioned this before, and none of my family died in combat. The men who served U.S. military in World War II, none died in combat. And I don't know how my grandmother would have handled losing a son. This is back in the day, you know, when it was a man thing. Women, there's the WACS, the Women's Army Corps, or the Women's Auxiliary Corps, whatever it was called. But I don't know how a parent can handle this today. I don't know how this woman that you're talking about, I don't understand how you can reconcile the death of your son, and now daughters too, for a war that is illegal, that is because of the insanity of the people running this government. I don't understand that.
Neither do I. I mean, you know, we've lost over 40 soldiers so far here in Michigan. One woman. There's nothing you can say. I mean, you know.
Well,
you don't know how you deal with it until it happens.
I wish there was some way to bring about, to effect a day of reckoning for the people, whether it's Bush or Cheney or Rumsfeld or any of these evil bastards, the people who are sending our soldiers and Marines to go die for this atrocity. I wish there was some way to bring about justice and accountability. Will, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it, all right? You have a nice evening.
You too.
We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Buy West Wing, the complete fourth season, Tuesday on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Sword Bart is missing, and there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
She's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes on-air scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it April 5th. And also available on DVD, the complete first three seasons.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that privatization has run amok. And it's not just Social Security that's at risk. Ideas and words that used to belong to the public are quickly slipping into private hands. Donald Trump has trademarked the phrase, "you're fired," and the hand gesture that goes with it. Excerpts from Martin Luther King's speeches are cut from textbooks because publishers can't afford to buy the rights from his family. Comedians had to fend off music industry lawyers when they made a parody of the song "This Land Is Your Land." But it doesn't stop there. Public universities are now auctioning off their scientific research to corporations. Taxpayers pay for this research, but then it's locked up by corporations and used for private profit. President Bush has pushed for an ownership society. But let's hope this doesn't turn into a country where everything is owned. Words and knowledge belong to everyone. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
From Air America Radio's founder, Sheldon Drobny, comes Road to Air America from Select Books. This insider's account chronicles progressive radio's rise to counter the hate politics of conservative talk. From a bold idea to the airwaves, Road to Air America Radio is a personal story of the harrowing obstacles Drobny overcame to break the right-wing stranglehold of our nation's airwaves. Bill Clinton calls it a must-read for anyone interested in a sense of balance and intelligence on the radio airwaves. Get it now at airamericaradio.com or your local bookstore.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Get on board with sustainability. Jason Selfie, president of Comet Skateboards, goes off.
We're essentially in a co-evolution with the modern skateboarder. We need to build a skateboard that performs, but also we want to offer them a choice to buy a sustainable product.
Got wood?
Some of the maple we use is FSC certified.
Comet also uses bamboo because it's a really sustainable wood.
The entire forest can regenerate itself within 7 years and be reharvested.
Comet, along with Glissade Snowboards, will be the first building that produces skateboards and snowboards using solar power.
In October, the solar panels will be going up on the roof.
Selfie gives props to skaters who want to do the right thing.
The premise that this is built on is that you don't have to be a genius to be a revolutionary. And if you buy consciously and if you buy in an aware manner, you can change the world.
Drop in online.
CometSkateboards.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with the Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Hello, this is Lewis Black saying, Happy birthday, Air America. Keep on sticking it to the man until they come for you, and then you don't know me.
Air America Radio, proudly entering our second year of shining the light on the right.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
26 before the hour. Thanks to people emailed in. The terms glasnost and perestroika. Perestroika was the restructuring of the communist system, the economic system. And, of course, glasnost was the term that referred to openness, an attempt by Gorbachev to open up a Soviet society. And again, there is a nexus here between, or among, I should say, this now dead pope and Lech Wałęsa and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Gorbachev. And that nexus kind of eliminates Ronald Reagan. All Reagan contributed was, you know, some high-blown rhetoric. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall! Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay, Ron. Yeah, we're coming. All right, right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get up there and tear down the wall quick. Reagan said to do it. But the simplistic message that the right wing wants you to believe in this country, that it was Ronald Reagan who destroyed communism, bat squeeze. That's not what happened at all. It was the result of people far more powerful in real terms, in moral terms, in terms of ethical behavior, as far as Gorbachev was concerned, in an attempt to free not just the Russian people, but the people who were captured inside the Soviet Union. And Gorbachev understood how they were captured. And the destruction of the creative element of human beings that Soviet brand communism brought to everybody. God, that irritates me. It just irritates. Now, I understand this Pope's history. I got an email here from somebody who points out to me that before he ever was in the church, he was a chemical salesman for the company that provided the death gases in the death camps of World War II in Poland and Germany. Now, I have no, you know, I've got the email in front of me. I have no way of verifying that. I'm just going to put it out there. If you understand this, you understand it. My point was, as a leader of the Catholic Church, I do not subscribe to religious beliefs. Oh, and by the way, when the plane almost crashed the other night, nobody to pray to. And you know what? It was kind of liberating. It wasn't one of these deals, oh, please, God, get me down, and I'll go to church every Sunday. So I don't subscribe to the Catholic Church's beliefs. I really don't. But I think it is remiss if we do not recognize the power of certain historic individuals, whether that power was used for good or for evil. We have to acknowledge that power. George W. Bush will never be acknowledged for anything except being a half-witted moron who stumbled around and stole a couple of elections. Ronald Reagan, except in the addled brains of right-wingers, will never be remembered for anything except bedtime for Bonzo and when he thought that nuclear missiles once or ICBMs once released could be recalled. But it just irritates the hell out of me the way the right wing has rewritten the history of this country, especially the history of this country over the past 25 years. Oh, get real. Get real! If you morons who want to listen to Rush Limbaugh and O'Reilly and the rest of these thugs, hey, have your little, I can't say that, or Colin, Jason here will or Colin here will cut me off. But, you know, have your little... I wish I could say that, but I guess I can't. But, you know, leave the real history to people who understand it, like Democrats, like progressives, like liberals. We understand the history. We know why the Soviet Union collapsed. It was rotten from the inside to begin with. It had nothing to do with Ronald Reagan and his cruise missiles. Make me scream. Gary is calling from Colorado Springs, who probably wants to bring up the thing about the Pope not being a good guy, right?
Oh, boy, have I heard enough of that today. Seems like every talk show host, including Air America, wanted to go on and on about what a great man he was. Nobody mentioned his criminal conspiracy to cover up the pedophilic epidemic here in the U.S. and around the world as far as that goes.
All right, now wait a minute. Let me ask you. I realize that's a systemic problem, but was that the Pope John Paul II's problem to address? What should he have done?
No. Like they say, it was on his watch at the very least.
Right.
And it used to be that the buck stopped at the head dude's desk. I know that George Jr. has changed that practice, and now we assume that the buck just rolls right on over the guy in charge and lands on the sergeant down on the firing line. Mm. But that's not the way it used to work. Remember the phrase, the buck stops here?
Sure.
That's what it used to be like.
I understand.
That's one of the things that this individual, who by the way is not dead, he's merely past the veil. He's on the other side now, laughing at us.
Right. Okay.
Keep that in mind, and don't say he's dead.
Okay.
And one of the other things that this character did was he killed a liberation theology movement, which
yes.
was causing a lot of Catholic priests in Latin America and places like that to try to lead people out of servitude and lead them toward freedom. He kiboshed that little deal. One good thing he did do, he issued an apology for a lot of the sins of the Catholic Church. And he went back 1,000 years or so and enumerated some of the sins. He did manage to overlook their complicit part in Hitler's Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't mention the fact that they gave him permission to pull it off in the first place. But he did talk about some of the older sins. He also allowed his church and the political powers therein in the United States to support Bush Jr. in this last election that unfortunately had to be terminated too quickly. So there's just a few of the dastardly things that this character was involved with.
Well, let me ask you, Gary, if you, I, someone challenges and criticizes strongly the policies of, say, the state of Israel, are we anti-Semitic? Before you answer, if we criticize strongly the policies of the Catholic Church, are we being anti-Catholic? If we criticize and denigrate strongly the policies of the Protestant religious right in this country, are we being anti-Christian? Answer that for me.
It used to be in this country that we were free to speak our mind, and we were being American when we did so. Now, if we speak our mind about one of the issues that you talked about, we're not being American anymore. We're being anti-this or anti-that. I realize that the news media would tear you apart, or at least most hosts would get torn apart, if they dared to criticize the shining reputation of this golden man. But that, that's sad. It's tragic that we've gotten to that point. That's
right.
An example of how far we've slipped from where we should be.
Well, I don't disagree with what you're saying. And while the Pope was alive, there were many nights when we would talk about his sort of watered-down enthusiasm for Vatican II until he became Pope, and then all of a sudden the conservative issues came back again, and his pulling any support, whether spoken or unspoken, for liberation theology, which in a lot of countries, especially in Latino countries, it was the only way out of the dictatorial powers of whomever we usually had installed. So, I do agree with you. I'm not here to turn the Pope into a saint. Hey, that's kind of a joke at all. I
know that you're not, and that's one of the refreshing things about your program, and one of the reasons I made a point of tuning in tonight to kind of flush that trash out of my brain. So I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest of you. Thank you very
much. All right, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a tough issue. You either go with the hysteria, and that's what has that is what has enveloped most of the planet right now, is a form of hysteria, and I'm talking in the clinical sense. I'm not talking about people running up and down Madison Avenue over here screaming and waving their arms in the air. I'm talking about a general hysteria about the death of John Paul II. For somebody like me, who's a full-blown atheist, the whole thing is kind of like, wow, look at this, And it's nonstop. We were in the air about to crash when somebody said, hey, the Pope's dead. Well, you really don't want to hear that when you're at the 30, at that point we're about 18,000 feet hitting air pockets, getting ready to just plunge. Somebody said, and Kathy said, well, they'll probably have a new one elected before we ever get down. It was that weird. But, to Catholic people, this is the problem I had. Let me tell you the problem I have. Maybe you have this problem, too. When I run into a Protestant fundamentalist who's not really gaga crazy, not totally crazy, just, who doesn't wander around saying, are you saved? Just someone who believes their Christian faith, their Protestant Christian faith. I don't feel it's my obligation, responsibility, duty. As a matter of fact, I feel kind of tacky if I engage them in conversation, usually at their initiation, about their faith. I'm not going to say, boy, are you stupid. I can't do that. If I'm talking to a Jew about their combination of nationalism and religion where it concerns Israel and the Palestinians, it's difficult for me to say, you know, I understand the horror that you deal with. You can't get on a bus in Tel Aviv without thinking, am I going to get blown to pieces? But on the other hand, what the hell are you doing in the occupied territories? You know, how dare you do this? How dare you provoke these people to the point, yada, yada. When I come across a Catholic who's all verklempt now because the Pope is dead, you know, I think, what? What? Why? Why are you so verklempt? What? What? You know, this guy was a priest. He was the chief priest. He's like a chief rabbi or Billy Graham, you know. So what? And I can't, you know, you can't do that out of respect for the dead, I guess, you know. The religious dead, political dead, you know, politicians who croak. You know, sometimes you want to go, oh, thank you, oh, God, thank you, you know. But religious figures, sometimes it is difficult. But yeah, we know. But remember what I've said before. Television, which is where all of this is coming from. Television's sole function is to make us forget. Who on television is saying, oh, by the way, this Pope decided that priests who are putting their lives on the line in El Salvador or Nicaragua or Chile or wherever, priests who are putting their lives on the line and losing them, being murdered because they were practicing liberation theology. Look, you don't have to wait till you're dead, was the message. There are ways to live your life with dignity, with your head up. Learning language, learning to write, owning your own village, tending your own soil, raising your own crops. You don't have to do this. Live under the boot of a dictator in your country here in Central, South America, whatever. And we understand. We know what the Pope did. We know what the Pope said to those priests. Back off. Shut up. We're about suffering. We're not about liberation.
So what's mine? And the grizzly bear, it's my life, baby, but I don't care. That tough enough. That tough enough. That tough enough. That tough enough. Oh, yes, baby, I would swim the sea. Nothing I do.
Bobby Westway, the complete fourth season, now on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Sorry, Bart, it's missing, and there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
He's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes unaired scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it now and also available on DVD. The complete first three seasons.
I have a roof over my head. I just want to be sure it's a solid roof.
You can, because at the Home Depot, our network of professional installers can handle your roof. You get the highest quality materials, all installed by licensed, insured professionals, backed by the Home Depot. You'll work with your own project manager, so your job goes smoothly. Call 1-800-79-DEPOT for a free in-home consultation. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. License numbers available at your local store or homedepot.com.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Homeowners, imagine an interest rate of only 1.25%. If you haven't refinanced in the last 3 months, you need to call Funding USA, America's low-rate leader. Credit problems, a bankruptcy, late payments, low credit scores, you still can take advantage of an adjustable loan as low as 1.25%, 30-year APR 4.95.
I lowered my payments and paid off my higher-interest car loan.
Get the cash you need to pay off higher-interest credit cards, car loans, or just drastically lower your monthly payments.
I've refinanced 3 times this year, and each time I've save more money.
If you're paying more than 5% on your home loan, call Funding USA. Even if you've refinanced in the past 3 months, call 866-504-3863. With an on-site escrow service, you'll get quick turnaround whatever your credit situation. Ask about the 1.25% loan. Call Funding USA now at 866-504-3863. Licensed by the DRE 01265611 or go to fundingusa.com. 866-504-3863. 866-504-3863.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8 before the hour. All right, Brian is calling from New Hampshire. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to say I think another reason the Soviet Union fell was the people themselves knew it was going to fall, and the system was stagnant going back to the early to mid-1970s. You look at the writings of their own intelligentsia and even the average person on the street, they didn't have any civilian economy at all whatsoever to depend upon. It. They depended upon smuggled Western goods. They had a military-based economy. I would say almost it's a military-industrial-based economy, mm-hmm. which sounds alarmingly like ourselves today.
Well, but I think the difference was, and we mentioned this in passing at the other night when we were at the Raven, the people of the United States, we are not good Germans,
no.
and we are not the emotionless, creativity-starved people of the Soviet Union in the very era you were talking about. I don't necessarily think that the Soviet people ever would have revolted. You know, you don't start with the revolution in 1917 for the deadening of the spirit of the masses of Soviet people. The Russians have produced some of the greatest literature and music and art iconography in the history of the human race.
Definitely.
But the Russian people, and by extension, the people who lived within the Soviet Union were so beaten down, almost like, you know, I get a sense of some of this happening in this country now.
Well, it was still a feudal state. Like, Germany remained a feudal state right up until May 1945. That was the problem. You're right about that. But at the same time, I would say the Soviet Union, we as Americans, we owe them one great thing, was their role in defeating Nazi Germany. Like 9 out of 10 German casualties were on the Eastern Front against
the
Russians. That Slavic Turkic spirit, I would call it, of the Red Army, the so-called atheist Red Army, where they were constantly praying for their dead, and they lost 30 million to the Nazi invasion, and add Stalin to that, it's a horrible thing. But I think their system, they knew things were wrong going back to, as I say, the early 1970s at the least, and I think there's some of the same can be apply to our system, even though we're capitalistic today.
Mm-hmm.
And but I mainly want to talk about the Pope and the as far as Catholicism. I think the last caller made some great points, but also I don't buy George W. Bush's, you know, his gentlemanly comments and his kindly comments towards the dying Pope.
I don't either. I don't either.
Because, just after his inauguration, Mike, George W. Bush invited Reverend, quote-unquote, Ian Paisley, this terroristic Protestant Talibanic leader who leads groups that they throw grenades and mortars at Catholic school children in Northern Ireland in their schoolyards.
Right.
If that's not terrorism, nothing is. And he invited him into the White House in January 2001. So I know that there's something that religious extremist rightist tinge that's sickening this country right now. George W. Bush believes in that more than it strikes fear in my heart to realize that he I think he is a true believer in the fundamentalist path. And I would also say I would take instead of that tearing the wall down, I'll take JFK's Zygmunt 9 West Berliner anytime.
I hear you. Brian, we got to leave it there. It's a great time. Thanks a lot. Good points. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Thanks a lot. All right. Top of the hour break here. We'll be back. Stay with us, okay? We have two more hours of fun and frivolity. If you're on hold, we're going to get your call tonight. I swear to God, we're going to get to you tonight, all right? This is not going to be one of those, Jesus, I held on for 2 hours and the show ran out. We'll get to you tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
So the global ecosystem is collapsing. That's what a report put out by over 1,300 scientists said last week. It concludes we humans are consuming fresh water, food, and fuel at rates that are not sustainable. We're basically poisoning the well and trashing the grocery store. You might think this would be a matter of concern for the leader of the most powerful and most consumer-oriented nation. But it's not. Bush has not really reacted to the report. And worse, last week, during the daily White House press briefings, not one reporter asked Bush's press secretary about the report. Sure, the Terri Schiavo case was interesting and important, but it only affected one conflicted family. The end of nature as we know it will affect billions of people. Can't Bush and those intrepid watchdogs of the White House press corps find a few minutes to ponder this crisis as well? For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Bobby Westwick, the complete fourth season, Tuesday on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Zoe Bart is missing, and there's a dead agent at the city.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
He's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're leaving, Mr. President.
DVD includes unanswered scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. Westwick, the complete fourth season, buy it April 5th. And also available on DVD, the complete first three seasons.
Ever dream of owning your own business? Earning money for yourself instead of someone else? Well, make your dream a reality by attending a free Quiznos Business Ownership Seminar. Nation's Restaurant News ranks Quiznos as the fastest growing restaurant in the U.S. The next seminars are on April 5th, 6th, or 7th. Just call 1-800-925-QUIZ to sign up. No prior restaurant experience is necessary. Seats are limited, so call now 1-800-925-QUIZ or go to QuiznosRadio.com.
Nice shot! Time out!
love.
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on, Sarah's mom's making...
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, the first Medal of Honor for the Iraq War. George Bush says Sergeant Paul Smith gave his all for his men exactly 2 years to the day after the U.S. Army engineer was killed in a firefight at Baghdad Airport. Bush awarded Smith the Medal of Honor, the first for the Iraq War, the award accepted by his 11-year-old son. Smith was leading a platoon at the just-captured Baghdad airport when Iraqi troops counterattacked. He jumped atop a damaged vehicle and used its machine gun to provide covering fire for his men. He's credited with saving more than 100 U.S. lives before he was killed. The doors of St. Peter's Basilica open to the public today for the viewing of the body of Pope John Paul II. Tens of thousands of people waiting in St. Peter's Square, viewing the body from a series of giant screens, and then filing through. The late Pope carried from the Apostolic Palace to the Basilica for the public viewing. George Bush will lead a U.S. delegation to Rome for the Pope's funeral on Friday. Bush says one of the greatest memories of his presidency was meeting with the Pope in Italy. He says they walked onto the balcony and exchanged their views on the world. They talked about the Iraq War, and Bush says he, quote, fully understood the Pope's opposition. Bush called the Pope a man of peace. Bush says it still makes sense to stay in Iraq, even as some of the coalition partners are pulling out. Bush said today it's worth it for a free Iraq to emerge. He spoke at a news conference with Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko, who has now started withdrawing Ukraine's troops from Iraq. Bush says it doesn't bother him that Yushchenko is pulling the troops out following a campaign promise to that effect he made last year. Bush says Yushchenko will cooperate with coalition forces on future troop withdrawals, and he appreciates that. Bush says U.S. and its allies in Iraq will continue to train Iraqi soldiers and security forces to defend their own country. He also praised Ukraine's president as, quote, an inspiration to all who love liberty. Yushchenko took office 2 months ago after mass protests helped overturn the election allegedly stolen by his opponent. Bush says that so-called Orange Revolution set a powerful example for democracies around the world. The Bush administration today saying it will bring trade cases against China to determine whether quotas should be reimposed to protect textile and clothing manufacturers against a surge in Chinese imports. The decision said to be a victory for U.S. manufacturers who have been pressing the administration to bring these cases on its own rather than waiting for the industry to petition for relief. That could have taken a lot longer. The decision, the first step in a process to determine whether the U.S. market for these products is being disrupted and whether China is playing a role in that disruption, according to the Commerce Secretary. This is Air America Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Sport in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Act now to join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's biggie-sized Morning Sedition, when we'll talk about America's consumer culture. You won't want to miss this thrilling, sexy broadcast when we blow the lid off how Americans are bought and sold on a daily basis, and we will not be undersold by our competitor. You hear that, Europe? We're taking your orders now for Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. You know the phone number. We're kind of on a tangent to the death of John Paul II. It's apparently a very traumatic moment, a very hysterical moment for most of the world's Catholics, and I certainly can understand that. I've been reading various emails and stuff flying around the web where people are talking about, like, you know, this reminds me of the death of my father, the death of my grandfather. And I have a hard time with that. I really do. I've said this before. I believe in the theory laid out there by John Donne the centuries ago. You know, send not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee, and so on and so forth. No man is an island. Every man's death diminishes me, for I'm a part of mankind, and on and on and on. I don't celebrate somebody's death. If it's Hitler, all right, fine. You know, him I'll celebrate. Schmuck, you know, freak, pig, murderer. But and somebody's going to email me and say, well, you know, you've said yourself, Malloy, the Catholic Church is responsible for the most death in the history of America, history of the world. Okay. But this particular pope, regardless of your feelings about him, positive, negative, he was God's voice on earth. He was a hustler. Whatever. One thing that has to be acknowledged is the power that he not only had, but the power that he wielded around the earth. And he did. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, and say, no, wait, that's something else. That's the part that has to be acknowledged, in the same way that history acknowledges a mass killer like Hitler or a moron like Ronald Reagan. Of course, the only place Reagan is acknowledged is in the minds of right-wingers. Bush isn't even going to be acknowledged there. It's going to be like his old man. He's just going to disappear. But when you think of the great influences on the human race over the past, I don't know, pick a number, 300, 400, 500, 5,000 years. When you look at some of these people who had a powerful influence, very few of them come out without their garments saturated in blood, somebody's blood. Now, there are a few exceptions. but they're notable because they're exceptions. So whatever your take is on this pope, one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up as a tangential issue to tonight is because this was a guy who had the reins of the Catholic Church for, what, the past 26 years? That's a long time. What is he, the fourth longest reigning pope? The only thing I not the only thing. There's a lot of things I have trouble with Christian theology. I don't care if it's Protestant or Catholic. But if this guy, here's one thing I have a problem with. If every pope is elected, and let's not go back too far with the popes. There were some real thugs in there, right? Okay, well, you know, let's not get into church history. We don't have to go back, 1,000 years or 800 years or 1,400 years and get into that really tacky, nasty business that the church was involved in way back. But if this guy is God's spokesman on the earth, how come he's elected? That's the part I don't understand. Like right now, they're in the process, the College of Cardinals, electing a pope. And anytime you have an election, it's political, period. It's this faction against that faction. Well, the liberals are making, well, the conservatives are, okay, well, this guy, all right, this group over here wants, no, we want that. No, over here, wait a second. Well, this one's a good, that's God? I'm sorry. You know, get mad at me if you're a Catholic. I'm sorry, but this business about being God's spokesman on earth, you, if you're a Catholic, you are as much of a spokesman as a pope. You know it. At least that's the way I understood the message of Christ before they said, all right, this is a Catholic, this is a Protestant, this is a Baptist, this is a Presbyterian, yada, yada, yada. So they go in and elect somebody, which is what they're doing now. You would think if this man were really God's spokesman on earth, okay, I'm getting real simplistic on you here, but if he's God's spokesman, shouldn't there be something that settles over wherever this College of Cardinals is? Do they have a basketball team? I don't know. That settles over there, and the lightning bolts start crashing. Election? How in the hell do you elect somebody who's supposed to be God's spokesperson on earth? Now, again, if you're Catholic, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get on this program or this network or in your head or in your radio or whatever and get funky with your religion. Really. But this is, you know, for 3 days now, how long has it been? So I don't know. If the chief rabbi of Jerusalem dies, who was the Lubavitcher Rebbe here in New York who died? I forget, is the Schneerson. And everybody was waiting for him to arise. Do you understand that? This was the Messiah. I thought the rising on the third day, I thought it was a Christian thing. Whoa, wait a minute. It's a Jewish thing too? So the whole thing to me is an enigma, a mystery. It's weird. It's I don't know. It doesn't seem to do any good. What good does all this do? I mean, overall, in the big picture of the human race, what good does this do? This Judaism, this Christianity, this Islam. What good? See, that's the problem I have. Now, somebody who adopts a humanistic moral code, someone who understands the difference between right and wrong, moral and immoral, ethical and unethical, decent and not decent, behavior. Do you need a pope? Do you need a rabbi? Do you need a priest? Do you need a minister to tell you that? Do you? That's why when people attack non-believers, I don't care, and I'm not talking about myself. I used to believe. When believers go after non-believers, whether they're agnostic or whatever that means, or atheist or spiritualists or whatever, and say, you know, you're going to burn in hell. What is up with that? Or say you can't develop a moral code. You can't develop a code of ethical behavior unless you subscribe to a religion. This is what the Bush crime family says all the time, right? If you don't acknowledge God, then you don't acknowledge your own country's foundation. To me, that's a damn lie, and it doesn't make sense. So the death cult that we're watching on television now, I've never seen anything like this. And I know a lot of people, that's because I haven't seen that many Pope funerals, I guess. But this outpouring of whatever it is. How many millions of people are going to show up in Rome? How many are going to get to walk by the corpse of this man? What is the point? This is like Lenin under glass. What is this? This is like the Hajj going to Mecca, you know, at least once in your lifetime if you're a good Muslim. And you go there and somebody, you know, burps and there's a riot and, you know, 70,000 people are stomped to death. What is up with this? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be, you know, the skunk at the picnic. But I've been watching this stuff and reading this stuff. USA Today. We get the hotel we're staying at, cheap bastards, they give us a free copy of USA Today. Where's the free copy of New York Times, right? Not there. USA Today, which is a lousy paper. But I get the paper, USA Today, and I open it up. First, the whole A section is on the Pope. This, the Pope, that. Not everybody in this country is a Catholic. And I start to wonder, you know, what about the Protestants? There's so many evangelical Protestants today that the Pope was the Antichrist, you know. Isn't that fun? You know, you got this one saying he's a spokesman of God. You got that one saying he's the devil incarnate. Then you got the Jews over here going, yeah, he's a nice guy, so what? It's crazy. I cannot get my mind around organized religion. And I certainly can't understand this death thing that's going on right now. You know, I saw a picture in USA Today of this dead Pope. It looks like a wax figure. My God, is this necessary? Is this, you know, whatever. All right, your phone calls when we come back. I'm just freaked out tonight. I'm sorry. Phone calls when we come back. All right, 16 past the hour. This is Air America.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Do you deserve to be wealthy? Do you have a fear of success? Are you fighting self-sabotage? I'm Wendy Friesen, and I can help you. You can transform your issues with money. My financial abundance training uses hypnosis techniques on CD to stop the self-sabotage, release your inner fears, change your subconscious programming about money, and become worthy of success. The market makers on the stock exchange hired me to help them blast through their fears and limitations. The Financial Times did a story on my London Abundance Seminar, and now you can uncover your hidden resistance to making more money. To create wealth, you must feel worthy. You must possess a core belief that you deserve to succeed. Ordering the CD program could be the most important move you make. Go to Wendy.com. It's Wendy.com. Or call me at 877-68-HAPPY. That's 877-68-HAPPY. And find out how good it feels to end the struggle, stop the sabotage, and become a magnet to success and opportunity. 877-68-HAPPY.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, Nobody owns the nation, so nobody stops the nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Welcome back. 21 past the hour. All right. Vanessa is calling from Sacramento. Vanessa, welcome to the program.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you just fine, Vanessa.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been sitting here listening, and I just have more and more to say. First of all, I wanted to tell you, I think you've been very respectful. I'm a Catholic, and I'm also a liberal, and so I have a lot of, inner conflicts about various issues.
I understand, right.
And I don't think anything that you're saying is offensive. I'm sure it's offensive to some Catholics, but, I don't think you're saying anything unreasonable. I did take issue with some of the comments that I think it was Gary made. I think a couple days after someone dies, it's normal for it to be all over the news. I mean, and to talk about the good things that they did. I think he did some good things. I disagree with, obviously, some of his, opinions on women and
right. That
kind of thing. But, I mean, one of the things that he did when... I don't know if this was less than a year ago when he met with President Bush. And he sat there and he was very ill, but he still, told him, by the way, I think, this thing you're doing in Iraq is really messed up. And, I mean, he criticized the prisoner abuse in Abu Ghraib, which, I mean, are there any religious leaders in this country that are doing that?
No, not a one. That's why they all disgust me. And you're right. This Pope, in the 26 years that he served as Pope, did conduct himself on many occasions in a way that a non-believing liberal or a progressive could appreciate. I read something today that said people are mourning this man's death, whether they're Jew or Gentile or even non-believer. Now, I have I can kind of understand that, but my grieving personally for this man comes from something other than a religious point of view. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Right. Okay. How do you feel? Really, get down to basics here with me, Vanessa. How do you feel about his dying?
For me, because he seemed so ill to me that. I kind of see it as a blessing. Like, it seemed like he was struggling so hard to, you know, make his appearances and stuff, I mean, I think, you know, he's probably resting in peace now. Whereas my husband is really sad about it. You know, I don't know. I know, like, when Ronald Reagan died, I'm trying to compare that to, like, how you might feel about this, because when Ronald Reagan died, I was, like, to me, the outpouring of grief for that was kind of mind-boggling to me, because, I mean, the man was, like, in his 90s, and he hadn't really been aware of himself, I don't think, for, like, the past 10 years, and people were like, right. Oh, my gosh, it's so sad, and I thought, I don't know, is it really sad? I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I didn't like Reagan as a person either, but to me, even if it's someone I love that's in a sort of deteriorating condition, I mean, it's almost, you don't want to say it out loud, but it's almost a blessing when they pass, because they're really not themselves.
Yeah, and going back to what you said about Reagan, I think so much of the alligator tears that were shed for Reagan after he died were political tears. They were from politicians, just like gathering around Terry Schiavo. There was no sincerity with these thugs gathering around Terry Schiavo, passing legislation, trying to force a particular belief through the courts by means of overpowering the courts with the legislative branch. But I had the feeling, the similar feeling, when Reagan died. How many of these people, I'm sure Nancy Reagan and his kids were devastated. I'm sure his, you know, his brothers, if he had any sisters, family members. It's like any death in a family. And I don't even know that devastated is the right word. The sense of loss. You know, you love someone and then you lose them to death. And that's it. And it's a natural thing. And eventually I'm going to die and you're going to die and he's going to die and we're all going to die. I mean, it's just the way it goes. But the scrambling around when Reagan died by these politicians, I just saw, you know, you ugly, evil people, you're using this man's death simply for whatever political value you can wring out of a dead man, and damn you for doing it. I hate that, and I get the sense that some of these people are doing the same thing with this Pope.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but the thing about I agree with you about the politicians, but also, I mean, I'm in California, and, you know, there were regular citizens that were all, I mean, just, you know, all been out of shape about Reagan dying, and that is what I really didn't understand. I know what you mean about
right.
The politicians doing it for show.
Right.
And I definitely think that George Bush's sympathy for the Pope dying is, I mean, I just don't buy it at all. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, thanks for the perspective that you brought here, Vanessa, being liberal politically and a Catholic religiously. Thanks for bringing that perspective. I appreciate it, all right?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. You take care. Have a nice evening. All right, quick break. When we come back, we're going to come back to your phone calls, but understand Smeagol is calling from Middle Earth. You remember Smeagol, right? We were just talking about her on Sam and Janine's show tonight, talking about it. I don't know what the gender of Smeagol is. So anyway, Smeagol, when we come back, stay with us. Mike Malloy here on Air America. They say don't worry. They say don't worry. But they don't know. There can be no show. And if there's hell below. For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how corporations have begun copywriting everything from hand gestures to common phrases. Read about the Republicans' plan to cut corporate taxes by $137 billion and foot you with the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Larry King here to tell you about a delicious new way to get more from your vitamin C. New Ester C Soft Chews. The advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, in a soft chew you're gonna love. With a great orange taste. I have to remind myself they're good for me. So, do what I do. Get delicious new Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C Soft Chews at Walgreens, The Vitamin Shop, and drugstore.com.
Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Thor.
You're joking.
What? It's a strong name.
No.
Okay, fine. Another one I have is Caspian.
What, like the sea?
Yeah.
No way.
I need a powerful name for my son.
Your son? Our son.
You know what? We've got time. We don't need to decide now.
You're right. Let's at least wait until you're pregnant.
Love has its uncertainties, but looking for love shouldn't. Match.com. So many marriages. So many babies. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Planet Check.
Get on board with sustainability. Jason Selsey, president of Comet Skateboards, goes off.
We're essentially in a co-evolution with the modern skateboarder. We need to build a skateboard that performs, but also we want to offer them a choice to buy a sustainable product.
Got wood?
Some of the maple we use is FSC certified.
Comet also uses bamboo because it's a really sustainable wood.
Entire forest can regenerate itself within 7 years and be reharvested.
Comet, along with Glissade Snowboards, will be the first building that produces skateboards and snowboards using solar power.
In October, the solar panels will be going up on the roof.
Selsey gives props to skaters who want to do the right thing.
The premise that this is built on is that you don't have to be a genius to be a revolutionary. And if you buy consciously and if you buy in an aware manner, you can change the world.
Drop in online.
CometSkateboards.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Here's your chance to get your Goodyears during the Goodyear Ultimate Champion Tire Sale. That's right, now through April 9th, put the pedal to the metal and save on a large selection of popular Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Plus, check out Goodyear's Assurance brand of passenger tires. Race in and get your Goodyears today. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Jerry Springer.
You have to put principles ahead of political party. And we Democrats have done that. And I say this not trying to be cute or funny about it, but the truth is, Jesus was a liberal. I mean, it's pretty hard to look at the positions of Jesus and, you know, taking care of the poor and being concerned of the least among us. And, you know, Jesus is a liberal.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. All right, as promised, let's take a break from just for a moment here in the back of your calls from the heavy duty stuff we're doing. And it's heavy duty to me. I don't know about you, but it just gets too weird, right? But calling in from Middle Earth now is your friend and mine, the Gollum, Smeagol. Smeagol, hi.
Hello, good master.
How are you?
We is very good, but we is hurt.
You're hurt?
We is hurt, very hurt.
I'm sorry, because why are you hurt?
Good master goes to New York, but doesn't visit Smeagol.
Well, we thought maybe you would hear about what we did last night. You would have come by the Raven.
No, we're in Middle Earth, but we have idea. Good hobbitses invite Master to come to Hobbiton at the Green Dragon.
Well, I'd love to, but I don't know how.
No, I am. We take you to murder.
Oh God! No, look. Can I just talk to one of you? Just one of you. I'd love to come to Hobbiton, but I don't. We don't know how to get there.
Ah, we send eagleses.
Say it again.
We send eagleses.
You send.
Eagles.
Eagles.
I am. No, not school. Tomorrow we take you.
Well, we've got the baby with us. I don't know that it would be good to come to...
No, to Hobbiton. Smeagol wishes to practice.
Practice?
Yes. Good Smeagol has applied for Washington Press Pass.
Washington Press Corps Pass?
Yes. Like Diamond. No, like Cockert.
All right. Well, it's both Gannon and Guckert. So you've applied for the pass. What did you put down as your address? Never mind. Have you heard yet? Are you going to get a pass?
We haven't heard yet. We don't have much journalistic experience. But Gannon Guckert says it's no problem.
No, it's not a problem. You don't have to have journalistic experience. All you have to do is know how to bail Scott McClellan's ass out of real trouble when real journalists are asking him questions. You know how to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Gannon Guckert is like Smeagol.
Just like Smeagol?
He is two people.
Two peoples?
Two people.
That's
yes.
Right. That's right. Gannon Guckert, Smeagol, Gollum. I get it.
Yes.
I get it. So what else you got tonight, Smeagol?
Well, we follows the news.
Yes, you do follows the news. I understand.
Yes, good master informs Smeagol.
Yeah.
Does good master have questions for Smeagol? Good Smeagol answers all.
Oh, okay. If you follow news, the only news you can get now, the past 72 hours, is the death of Pope John Paul II. Any comments about that?
Smeagol stays away from the White Wizard.
Yeah, right. The White Wizard? Yeah, okay. So no comment. Okay. Anything about the Bush administration? Oh, never mind.
Smeagol wonders how you people could elect him as leader of free world.
Right. Well, we wonder that here, too, Smeagol. I don't know what's been going on a lot in the news because everything's been blown out by the death of the Pope. You have no use for white wizards, then?
We stay away from all things of white wizards.
I see. Well, that certainly makes sense.
The White Wizard knows all.
Well, Smeagol, I'm not sure what else to ask
you. Good Master come to Hobbiton then?
Say it again?
Good Master come to Hobbiton then? To Green Dragon?
I don't know. I don't know if I could come to Hobbiton. You make me a little nervous.
Hurts us.
I'm sorry.
You tricks us.
No. No. If you can get rid of your other... side, the darker side of you,
we make no promises.
Well, if you can work it out, we might be able to reconsider. I'd love to come to Hobbiton. I think it's a wonderful place.
Yes, and then you help me get the precious.
Yes, I could help you get the precious.
Yes, and then we'd be master.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Smeagol, thank you very much for calling me.
Yes, Smeagol, here's bumper music.
Smeagol what?
Smeagol, here's bumper music.
No, you just hear me saying thank you, Smeagol, for...
Thank you, good master.
All right, you have a nice night, Smeagol, both of you. I don't know. Love talking to Smeagol, but it's a little freaky. This is an email that I got a copy of. It was sent by Carolyn in Dallas, and it was sent to mainstream media. Ladies and gentlemen, for about 3 weeks, I feel I've heard too little about some important, very important issues, issues the Bush administration would probably prefer to keep out of the limelight. First it was steroids, then Terry Schiavo, now the Pope. I realize these stories, at least the latter two, are newsworthy. But I believe they've been exploited to the point of blacking out coverage of other matters that are more urgent. Before it's too late, I would very much like to hear more about the following concerns, among many others. Republican leaders' efforts to invoke the so-called nuclear option on the confirmation of federal judges. The need to eliminate all paperless black box voting machines and scanners in efforts to accomplish this. By the way, I saw on a website that the Ohio Secretary of State Blackwell has actually purchased additional paperless machines. Is this true? Iraq, including the status of the Iraqi government's efforts to organize, the status of the insurgency, the status of other countries' commitment to the war. Is it true that Britain is pulling out 5,500 troops? And the status of contracting in Iraq. Please, follow the money, where it is coming from, where it is going, who's really making these decisions. I am also almost at the point of completely giving up on the mainstream media. I wouldn't be the first, and if your coverage of important issues continues to be slight, I won't be the last. Thank you. Carolyn in Dallas. Thanks for sending a copy of that. Edie is calling from Atlanta, and Edie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Edie.
Hi. Well, I don't know how I can follow Smeagol.
I love Smeagol.
But I wanted to actually thank you for being one person, not slobbering over this Pope.
Slobbering?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's so disgusting. And, you know, and he and Mother Teresa, in their lives, they had so much clout, so much power, so much personality, celebrity. Either one of them, neither one of them really ever did anything to help the future of the poorest of the poor, and in some ways stood in the way.
You don't think Mother Teresa was alleviated suffering?
I think that she alleviated suffering, you know, one suffering, you know, mass at a time.
Right, in the moment, yeah.
She didn't do anything. She didn't use a considerable prestige and power.
Mm-hmm.
To try to force any changes for the poor of the poor, the poorest of the poor.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
The way the Pope, as you said, I mean, in Latin America, you know, get the hell out, activist priest.
Yeah.
Suffering.
Yeah, the you know, I think all organized religion, that's the way they control. They use the fear of death as the fulcrum point to place the lever to get you to do things. If you do this, your fear of death will be alleviated. You still have to go through it, but we have all these rewards for you. And I hate that. You know, to me, that's contemptible behavior.
Oh, disgusting. I reared my children under one rule, and that was the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It worked. They both turned out to be pretty decent people.
That is a pretty simple universal rule, isn't it?
Yeah. And I just... And another thing, you know, how people, you always hear on TV about how hard it is to talk to your kids about drugs and sex.
Right.
I didn't have a problem with it. You know, I just sat them down, and my little nephew was there, and I told them how it was. There was some giggling and things,
mm-hmm.
like how kids are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they got the message, and they got it from me. And when my sister came home, I said, you know, and her son was with me that day. I said, I told the kids the facts of life today. She said, you did? And I said, yeah. She said, well, good. Now I don't have to do it. So it's not that hard if you just treat your children like they're human beings.
Well, that's true. Of course, you got to start when they're little. I mean, you can't all of a sudden, when a kid is a teenager, decide, hey, I'm gonna start being straight with my kid or legitimate with my kid. You can't start then. You got to start beginning.
Well, you don't want a bunch of broken promises and lies.
That's right. That's right.
I'm gonna slap you in the face in 20 years.
Well, you got that right, Edie. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you take care. Alexi is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Alexi, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. Thank you very much for a great program. You guys in Air America really help us to keep us our sanity here in Madison.
Well, thank you. Alexi, hold on a second. We got to do a break. We'll come back and pick it up with you right after the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, just stay right there. It is a quick break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
My state of mind is a disgrace, so won't you stop this game, deal me out. I know too well what it's all about. I know too well that it had to be. Stop this game, you know it's ruining me.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Homeowners, imagine an interest rate of only 1.25%. If you haven't refinanced in the last 3 months, you need to call Funding USA, America's low-rate leader. Credit problems, a bankruptcy, late payments, low credit scores, you still can take advantage of an adjustable loan as low as 1.25%, 30-year APR 4.95.
I lowered my payments and paid off my higher-interest car loan.
Get the cash you need to pay off higher-interest credit cards, car loans, or just drastically lower your monthly payments.
I've refinanced 3 times this year, and each time I've save more money.
If you're paying more than 5% on your home loan, call Funding USA. Even if you've refinanced in the past 3 months, call 866-504-3863. With an on-site escrow service, you'll get quick turnaround whatever your credit situation. Ask about the 1.25% loan. Call Funding USA now at 866-504-3863. Licensed by the DRE 01265611 or go to fundingusa.com. 866-504-3863. 866-504-3863.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Back to Alexei, who has called in from Madison, Wisconsin. All right, Alexei, thanks for holding on.
Oh, sure. You are in New York, and I hope that someday Madison will be able to host you and your family here.
I'd love to come to Madison. University of Wisconsin, it's a great starting point for all sorts of radical political movements that have come out of Madison, come out of Wisconsin.
Yes, yes. It's getting less so, however.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
But, it would be great to host you and your family and the program here. I like to deviate a little bit from the death of the Pope.
Please do.
And I am wondering why there is such a silence about Iran, the possible next target, or Syria, because we don't want, at least in Air America, we don't want to sleepwalk and then someday wake up in June and then start to analyze, hey, what happened last night? Did they bomb Tehran or Syria? So I don't know why there is no talk about that, why there are no analysis, why there are no intention to create some awareness about
you know, my suspicion where it concerns the saber rattling by the Bush crime family, where it concerned Iran and now the subsequent silence, is possibly George W. Bush was told. Here's a couple of reasons. First, I believe he may have been told by the international business community that he is going too far by attacking Iran. And secondly, and this may be the first reason, Iran is not a country that was decimated by 12 years of sanctions like Iraq was.
Right.
Iran may have a theocratic government, but there's a strong movement inside Iran to secularize at least the civil law in that country.
Right.
Iran is not a country that George W. Bush can just walk into and start tossing bombs around. And I think there would be a tremendous price to pay if he attempted to do so, a price in American lives, a price in watching another civilized country. And let's face it, Saddam might have been a real pig, but this country, Iraq, was arguably one of the seats of civilization. Iran, Persia, the same thing can be said. And I think possibly that some pressure has been applied to these crazy people who advise Bush. He's just a very ignorant man. I doubt if he could find Iran from Iraq on a map if somebody handed him a pointer.
Oh,
but I think the word has come down. This is not Iraq. This is not Afghanistan. These are not failed states. This is a vibrant state that happens to be there are problems inside Iraq, Iran, I guess. I'm not Iranian. It's arrogant for me or anyone in this country who is not Iranian to start listing the problems in Iran. That's not legitimate.
Right.
So I think, though, that maybe Bush has been told we're going to have to pass on this one because Iran is not Iraq. You understand what I mean by that?
Oh, I agree completely with you. I was born in that country.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
Yes, and I am glad that someone at least brought up the fact that, yes, there are lots of problems in that society, but nevertheless, this is the most dynamic society, I can say, today in the world.
Right, and if there were some other major power on the planet, they could look at the United States and say, my God, they have problems there. Their elections are illegitimate. Their money is deteriorating. Their education system is going down the pipes. They don't have any health insurance. The poverty rate is going up. And, you know, maybe come to a conclusion. Maybe we should invade and save the Americans from the dictator Bush. That's how insane it has become. So to say that Iran is, you know, this whole axis of evil thing to begin with, what the hell was that? I mean, where is Iran part of the axis of evil? Now, a lot of people say, well, they sponsor terrorism. Well, so does the United Kingdom sponsor terrorism in Northern Ireland. So does Hamas sponsor terrorism in the Middle East. And yet they're talking about Hamas now being part of the government of Lebanon. So do elements within the Israeli government. So do, I mean, who doesn't? So do the Chinese. So do the Chechens. So do the Russians. What the hell is this? You understand? I'm sorry. Pardon my language. You understand what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So you don't think that such an attack will take place?
Nothing that this crime family that runs the United States that could do, might do, would surprise me. It might shock me and horrify me, but it wouldn't surprise me. They're capable of anything.
Right.
But I think pressure has been applied to not invade Iran because the rest of the world, I don't think the rest of the world would sit back on that one or join this fake coalition of the willing like Bush put together for the attack on Iraq. I just don't think that's going to happen. And the Iranians now have a fairly solid alliance with Russia. This is what Bush is doing. He's restarting the Cold War. So I just don't think it's – I hope it's not going to happen. It would be a major mistake of global proportions if he does.
Yes, yes. I agree with you. And again, my feeling is that you are dealing with a crazy who is completely detached from reality.
I hear you.
So, I was just wondering, there was no talk about Iran or any other possible election.
That could be the reason. I hope that's the reason. Alexei, thanks for checking in, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you have a nice evening. Top of the hour break, folks. Hang around. News, information, some really wonderful commercials. Stick around. We'll be back for the final hour of the program. If you're listening on WLIB in New York, sorry! Here comes the best hour of the program. Switch to the internet or Sirius or wherever you listen. All right, stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
If you have stiffness, swelling in one or more joints, or fatigue that accompanies joint pain, you may be suffering from arthritis. Although arthritis is more common in older women, it can occur at any age. To help control joint pain, make sure you maintain a healthy weight. Just a few extra pounds can put added stress on your bones. Also, stay physically fit and flexible, get plenty of rest, and use hot or cold treatments to relieve pain. Remember to talk to your health care provider first about an exercise program that's right for you. This health tip has been brought to you by Tylenol Arthritis.
Looking for Mr. Goodwrench, Notes from the Road. Bugs, birds, and bees. Spring has sprung upon us like
a sudden case of indigestion.
Thanks for that, Shakespeare. Anyhow, we met some folks who alleged the GM expert had helped them get in top shape for summer. What, he's into conditioning now?
Yeah, air conditioning, and wipers, and brakes.
How's that going to help me look better in swim trunks?
Find Mr. Goodwrench at all GM dealerships nationwide.
Sensing a dead end, we got back on the road, only to discover we actually were in a dead end.
Ever dream of owning your own business? Earning money for yourself instead of someone else? Well, make your dream a reality by attending a free Quiznos Business Ownership Seminar. Nation's Restaurant News ranks Quiznos as the fastest growing restaurant in the U.S. The next seminars are on April 5th, 6th, or 7th. Just call 1-800-925-QUIZ to sign up. No prior restaurant experience is necessary. Seats are limited, so call now 1-800-925-QUIZ or go to QuiznosRadio.com.
Here in America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A steady stream of mourners is making their way through St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican to see and say goodbye to Pope John Paul II. The public viewing will continue for 21 hours a day as Vatican officials work to accommodate the estimated 2 million people that Rome city officials expect to descend on the city. The Catholic cardinals also announced that John Paul will be laid to rest in the crypt below the basilica, as is tradition, and will not be returned to his native Poland for burial. President Bush and his wife Laura will lead the U.S. delegation to attend the funeral. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist opened Monday's session on Capitol Hill by saying the Senate joins the world in mourning Pope John Paul II. Frist says the world community grieves for the Pope's passing. He described him as one of the greatest moral teachers of the modern era.
Even in his last frail moments, he remained devoted to God and the cause of justice. His selfless service to God and man will remain an inspiration to all people of goodwill across the globe.
Frist added that he reached out to all religions. He pointed out how John Paul was the first pope to visit a mosque and a synagogue. Former Prime Minister of Israel, Shimon Peres, fondly remembers the pope.
Well, he was in person as impressive as he was in public. A man who was deeply concerned with the human lot. I think he has globalized tolerance.
Public viewing will last until the Pope is laid to rest on Friday. President Bush has awarded the first Congressional Medal of Honor for a U.S. soldier killed in Iraq. In a White House ceremony, the president honored Army Sergeant First Class Paul Smith, who was killed in battle in Iraq 2 years ago.
Sergeant Smith's leadership saved the men in the courtyard, and he prevented an enemy attack on the aid station just up the road. Sergeant Smith continued to fire until he took a fatal round to the head. His actions in that courtyard saved the lives of more than 100 American soldiers.
Bush said the 33-year-old Florida man saved those lives during a fierce battle near the Baghdad airport. At the time, he was helping to construct a prisoner holding area. Smith's family accepted the Medal of Honor on his behalf. Authorities in Thailand put extra security in place Monday after bombings in that country. Islamic militants are suspected to be behind the blasts that have raised concern across the Buddhist country. Two people were killed when bombs hit an airport, a hotel, and supermarket hundreds of miles south of Bangkok. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
This is Mark Green, president of the New Democracy Project. I think Air America should really be called Fresh Air America, because you're both fresh, as in sassy, and fresh, as in new. So my birthday wish for you is that you last at least as long as The Nation magazine, but perhaps make more money.
Air America Radio, proudly entering our second year of shining the light on the right.
Welcome back, 6 and a half past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Let's get right back to the calls. Some of you folks, once again, been waiting forever. Siobhan is calling from New Jersey. Siobhan, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I have a couple of comments because I've been listening for a little bit. The person that was talking about, I guess, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion would be that maybe we should start reading Lolita in Tehran, because, like, here in America, we may have to start talking like poets because of we might infringe on somebody's copyright. You know, they're suing people, you know, because, like, they're making comedy about people's copyrights.
All right, now I'm kind of confused here. Back up a little bit and explain what you mean. Copy what?
Well, it was just something that I heard on the news recently that some company was going to pursue infringement of copyright.
Against the Iranian government?
No, not against Iran. No.
Okay.
Against, you know, like an American for, like, making a comment, like, in a newspaper that happened to mention, you know, like Britney Spears is, like, going to sue somebody, or, like, not her, but, like, maybe, like, Tara Reid.
Okay.
She's going to be suing somebody for, like, using her name in an ad because she nonchalantly, you know, exposed her breast for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Pulled her.
Okay, now, I'm not getting the connection between that and the woman who called who is concerned about the invasion of Iran.
Well,
and I'm sorry to be slow on you here tonight.
No, it's all right. It just the thought was because I was reading that book, and that there's, like, a need to, like, how they talk about when you're living in that kind of a society,
mm-hmm,
to live between the walls.
I see what you're saying.
You know, and then the other thing that I wanted to mention was that
you know, like, I don't mean to be disrespectful to anybody who cares about the Pope or anything, but personally, I'm an atheist, and personally, a lot of this stuff just makes me want to barf.
I can understand that. I think if here's what I don't understand. Death, like birth, is a monumental event. It's the only, those are the only two things we all share. It doesn't make any difference who we are. We're all born, we all die.
Yeah, because...
And when somebody dies, okay, if it's an important person, whether it is a religious figure, or my mother, or your aunt, or okay, how about some respect? How about respect? How about the family? Now, a lot of people say, well, the Pope's family is the Earth's 2 billion Catholics, and I don't know. This is just something I don't understand, and obviously you don't either.
No, I don't get it either. And then the other thing was, like, the reason that I had first called was, like, going back to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, yeah. What about him?
Yeah, well, when you were talking about, you know, like, you know, when you referred back to, like, the show that he was on, well, you know, it was called Death Valley Days.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
And General Electric Theater, God, the 20 Mule Team Borax thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and so, like, I couldn't go on the Internet because I don't have broadband because I wanted to do a little bit of research, but, like, I was going through, like, you know, my encyclopedias from, like, 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the Mojave Desert, they were mining, like, 50% of all the world's borax from the Mojave Desert back then.
Right.
But the thing about that is scary is that artists, actors, all these kind of people who, like, have a need to be idolized are all susceptible to whoever's in power. And Ronald Reagan started out as a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, he did. He was a union man. He was in Screen Actors Guild, and then he turned coat and started spying on, you know, suspected communists in Hollywood for J. Edgar Hoover and the committees that were poisoning the political atmosphere in this country back in the 50s. Reagan was a classic example of a turncoat. He was like Aaron Burr. He was like just a classic textbook a coward who decides to sign off with his enemy.
Money.
Yeah, for money and for the right to continue to do what he was doing at the expense, in this case, of his fellow actors.
And basically, to me, to be like, you know, like a crappy actor who had, like, a show, you know, like, if he didn't have the machine behind him, would he have had that show?
Probably not. I get your point. Chiffon, thanks for checking in.
All right.
All right, I appreciate your call. I've never liked Reagan. I'll tell you, the only time I liked Reagan, in King's Row. You remember that movie? I thought his acting in that, and it's been 20 years since I've seen it. Every once in a while it'll show up on one of the, you know, AMC or Turner Classics or whatever. I thought he did pretty good there. But as far as a politician, I vaguely remember when he was governor of California. He was still sponsoring so-called liberal legislation back then. But as Chiffon pointed out, you know, when this guy was in Hollywood, he was a real sneak and a coward. And I hate that. You know, I'd rather deal with the enemy face up. The enemy may whip my ass. The enemy may put a bullet right between my eyes, but at least I'll see it coming. I can't deal with sneaks and cowards. And to me, Ronald Reagan... politically, I'm not talking about his personal life. I don't care about his personal life. But politically, he was a sneak and a coward, not to mention a liar. I can't stand that. Stu is calling from Sacramento. Stu, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Stu. How are you?
Well, you're just on the topic that I just can't help but talk about a little bit here.
Go ahead.
Mr. Reagan and his... changing of the guard there in the mid-50s. When he passed, I heard that his son, Ron Reagan Jr., his middle name happens to be Prescott. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
But it got me to my computer, and he changed in 56, right there in the middle of the Eisenhower regime, to become a Democrat for Eisenhower. That was where he came in. He stayed a Democrat, and he stayed a Democrat but came out for Nixon in 60.
Mm-hmm.
He bared with 62 and Nixon lost, and that's when he became a Republican and won the governorship. Anyways, that's not really why I'm calling. Well, it kind of is. To the person about Iran, why would we go into Iran when Halliburton's getting ready to dig up all the natural gas? About the Pope.
Wait. That's a good point. You know, Cheney has been doing business and signing contracts with the Iranians, with the Iranian equivalent of Halliburton. It may be something that the mullahs, or the ayatollahs, I should say, have their hands in. I don't know. I have no idea. But as long as Cheney is doing business, with
there's an agenda.
That's right. And that country is safe for a while. Now, the problem comes when Cheney starts to realize that his company can't extract any more profit from that country. Then there's a problem. But by then, hopefully, these thugs will be out of office.
A couple of more topics.
Sure.
The Pope, I'm Jewish from New York, living in Sacramento, which is under 10% Jewish. Being in New York yourself, you must realize how Jewish New York is.
I think it's real Italian here, but anyway, that's the perspective.
It's very Mediterranean.
There you go.
Look, I just want to talk for a second about, I was trying to get through on 329 because it was the anniversary of Johnson's will not seek nor accept speech. I really highly advise the young people that have called in and that love your show to reevaluate that speech and the fact that tonight is the 36th anniversary of Martin Luther King's passing, his assassination
mm-hmm.
by James Earl Ray, who escaped to Europe somehow. And I think the young people really need to go back and look at that time and realize that, well, Johnson was signing off on 329. It's no longer my watch. What happens now, just, you know,
right.
We had to watch. 4-4 was Martin Luther King. June 5th was Bobby Kennedy. And that brings me to Ron Reagan again. Same death date for both men. And I didn't hear nary a word about Robert F. Kennedy last June 5th, excuse me. And I was calling every radio station around here, tried to get through to you, but, you know, it was really tough. Two men, Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy, died so close together, lived a total of maybe 84 years, less than Ronald Reagan's total years, probably about the total of his cognitive years.
I hear you.
Just about made me sick. You know, and these young people, they better take a look at Martin and better take a look at Robert Kennedy. Do your research. Look at, and that's where all the people that are in power now started.
That's a good point. Thanks, Stu. I appreciate it. We're out of time. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner. A whole red ball's ring.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how corporations have begun copywriting everything from hand gestures to common phrases. Read about the Republicans' plan to cut corporate taxes by $137 billion and foot you with the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away.
And this?
These people don't like
George W. Bush.
Bush. Bush. Bush. Bush. Bush. Bush. Bush. Bush.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Sitting home alone, thinking about my past, wondering how I made it, and how long it's gonna last. Success has come to lots of them.
Man, let's just listen to the music.
And I wish someone would care.
Ah, 22 past the hour. Jason's in here cracking me up. This is good music, man. Thank you. Little New Orleans screaming and hollering. I like that. Billy Bob is calling from Trey, Tennessee. Billy Bob, welcome to the program.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. I was hoping I wouldn't cuss this time.
I'm hoping you wouldn't cuss this time, too.
Yeah. The only thing I got to say about the Bush crime family is this guy took us into war.
Yeah.
A preemptive war.
Yes,
only Hitler done that when he invaded Poland. This guy is... he's trying to take over. He really is. He's trying to take over. He wants to get rid of Social Security. These guys are robbing bears from way back. His two grandfathers were, one of them was, they took his money away from him for dealing with the Nazis.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, their background's Nazis. They are Nazis. And I just, you know, the world needs to wake up these guys because they are slowly taking over.
Well, here's the problem. Let me tell you the problem. Everything you're saying is right, Billy Bob. Except this. The world has awakened to this thug. It's America that's still trapped in the nightmare. Every other country on earth, whether they're going to do business with George W. Bush or not do business with George W. Bush. And believe me, dishonest men and women hang together. So there are a lot of regimes on this planet who will deal with the Bush regime and do so happily. But the rest of the world has awakened to George W. Bush. They understand who he is. They understand he's a mass killer. They understand he has the potential to wipe out the entire planet. And they also understand he doesn't give a damn if he does because of his psychotic religious beliefs. But it's the American people who better wake up. I think if it's true, if these numbers are true, that only 26 or 23% of the American public considers itself to be so-called born-again or evangelical, whatever the hell the term is, and if they are wielding this much power, then it means one thing, that the vast majority of the American public is too distracted or doesn't care, and this is exactly what happened in Germany in the 30s. When you have a silent majority, not to use Falwell's term, but when you have a silent majority who's too busy making the mortgage payment, making the car payment, and you have a vocal, violent minority like we have in this country, like Hitler had in Germany, then the end result is right there for anyone to see. So he's got to be removed peacefully and legally from office, or at least his power base, and that means get rid of Republicans in the House and the Senate. It has to be done, or it's all over.
Well, that's true.
That's it.
They got over 30 investigations on these people that ain't even been...
It hasn't even
come around yet.
I hear you. Billy Bob, thanks for checking in, pal. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off abruptly, but we've got to move on tonight. I want to get as many calls in as I can. Isaac is calling from New York City. Isaac, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. You know something? You and Randy Rhodes are my absolute favorites. You seriously have a set on you, because I don't know anybody that's able to tell it like it is like you do, and for that I appreciate it, sir.
Well, that's kind of you. Thanks, Isaac.
I'd like to talk about what's going on these days economically, and I have a feeling that what we're living through is a cross between the Manchurian Candidate. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
Oh yeah, the original.
The original.
Years ago, scary movie.
Absolutely. A cross between that and Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, read it probably 30 years ago. Vaguely remember. All I know is that made me uncomfortable. Although at the time, I have to say, when I read the book, I kind of bit into the libertarian point of view, and it kind of... sort of made, it was 40 years ago when I read it. And when you're a young man and you read about the struggle of the individual against the ugliness of the state or the ugliness of a popular opinion or whatever, it does have kind of a romantic appeal. But once you become an adult and realize what that unspoken agenda really is in Ayn Rand's approach, then you start to think, wait just a second. This is not where we live. This is not how we exist.
But it seems that if any party's gonna bring America communism, it would be the Republican Party, because you see, we're exporting all our jobs over to China.
You're
right.
Let me put you on hold. I took you too close to a break. Let me put you on hold and come back and pick you up on the other side. This is Air America. Stay with us.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use this directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed, or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactiv? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactiv will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Solution.
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-508-0619 and you'll become a believer. Call 1-800-508-0619. 1-800-508-0619. Call now.
Larry King here. I want to tell you how I take my vitamin C. I take the advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. And I take it year-round. Why? For protection. Hey, I don't cancel my insurance when the weather gets better. So do what I do. Take Ester C and delicious new Ester C soft chews. All year round. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C at CVS, Vitamin World, and health food stores everywhere.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Randy Rhodes.
Curveball is a drunk. A small town girl from Brooklyn. We're pretty familiar with the drunk at the bar. Next time he says, I got this great idea. And by the way, I love you, man. You just nod your head and you just don't make anything out. You know what I mean? You go home, he wakes up, he goes, what did I say last night? And you don't remind him he wanted to go to war. You do not commit $300 to $500 billion to his crazy idea. All right?
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Down on the corner of 6th and Main Street. Stick all the communists of one neighborhood. Terrorize their children would be real good. Sing about it.
It's about 25 before the hour. Back to Isaac, who called in from New York City. Okay, I think you were getting to the outsourcing jobs to China.
Yeah, by the way, your guys are playing some great tracks.
Isn't this great? I'll tell you, but Jason is doing the music tonight. Between Jason here and Kathy in Atlanta, Jesus, we ought to just get rid of the talk and play this music. You know, I'm content to kick back. Some nights when Kathy does the music, I'm like, wow, why keep talking? And Jason's doing the same thing up here tonight. It's really good. Really, I love it.
Well, the thing about the outsource is that when I play the end game in my head, it really seems that China just says, fine, go ahead. We'll just keep giving you cheap products and cheap everything. We'll undercut everybody, and eventually there'll come a point when most of our goods and services are coming from China. And at that point, it's just a union thing. The unions call the People's Republic of China. And then they say, well, you get none unless we get influence in government. And then they slowly just overtake us like Borg in Star Trek.
Yeah, really, really. And you know, you have a combination of China and Walmart. You have the Death Star right there. China and Walmart. Walmart provides the orders for the factories to sell this cheap crap to Americans. Now I'm not, you know, I'm not against paying low prices for products, except when those low prices come as a result of absolute exploitation and absolute destruction of one nation's economy in order to provide the citizens that I'm talking about us with cheap crap. I mean, you know, I was thinking the other day.
It's not so cheap anymore.
Well, when you figure in the real cost of what we're doing, you know, when we send the jobs to Mexico and then they go from Mexico to China, where are they going to go after China? What the hell is left? You know, how much cheaper can you get in labor costs and material costs? But when you walk through the average American discount store, and I defy anyone to disagree with this, 90% of the crap on the shelves we don't need. We don't need it. It's junk. It's crap. And never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I agree. But it used to be that when you supported a blue chip company, back in the old days, you were actually supporting American jobs.
Yes.
Nowadays, when you support a blue chip company, you're supporting overseas. I'm saying that they're going to overtake us at this rate, and especially with the dollar getting weaker and weaker. They overtake us, and it becomes the People's Republic of the United States, thanks to the Republicans. They're the commies.
I hear you. It's happening before our eyes. Isaac, thanks for checking in, pal. God, yeah, he's right on the money, and then you take a look at the people who are bringing the People's Republic of the United States into existence. The Chinese, yawn. Look at the Walton family, huh? How many billionaires are you supposed to have in one family? Junk, crap. We were mentioning a moment ago about Reagan, and I made the offhand statement that I thought he was fairly progressive or liberal when he became governor of California, and then made his transition. But Carol writes in, Mike, I don't vaguely remember when Reagan was governor of California. I clearly remember. He trashed our state constitution. He defunded and destroyed every program he could get his hands on. He ruined our state. He changed it from a progressive land into a squabbling field of fighting between the parties. And I'm not talking about George Bush in Texas. Bush just copied Reagan, the rotten governor. After Reagan was finished ruining California, he graduated the big time and did it to America, just like the governor of Texas. The cruelest thing Reagan did in California was to close down our county health care system and throw all the sick and indigent onto the streets for themselves. The homeless in California and across America are Ronald Reagan's legacy. Yeah, I agree with that. Thanks, Carol. I agree with that. Reagan, I don't know. Some of these people are just so damned evil. They're just so damned evil. Tony is calling from New York City. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hi, my goodness. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Tony?
Good, good. Mike, just like you, I grew up in a Christian home. But my uncle was a pastor of a church also. And when I was 9 years old, I started reading, 8 years old, and I started asking him questions, and he couldn't find the answers, so I became an atheist. So my point is this, the Pope, I mean, in certain ways he stood up for the poor, yes. But when Archbishop Romero died, was assassinated in El Salvador,
mm-hmm.
He did not come out and say anything, Eddie. He did not say a word against the killers.
I wondered about that. Romero was killed because he was the liberation theologist, the liberation theologist, so to speak, in El Salvador. I hated the fact that this Pope would not speak out for those people.
Yes, because, I mean, Romero, he was not only in action, he was indeed... He was indeed acting in the interest of the poor, acting for the poor.
Right, right.
He not only said everything, okay, he said be nice to the poor, he actually went out and did things to support the poor, you know?
Yes.
And he was the archbishop and he was murdered. And the Pope is not going to see a word about it.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Tony. I really do. Thanks for checking in, pal. Let me move on because I love your kids. I love my kids. I love all kids. But the kids are coming through the phone too strong. The other major failing, of course, of this Pope was his silence, as far as I'm concerned. Silence where it concerned the pedophile scandals that seem to be global. You know, at first you got the impression, I think the first scandals were turned up in, what, New Orleans? But then the Boston thing happened, and then all of a sudden an explosion of lawsuits that resulted in the exposing of this hideous, horrible element to the priesthood. And then it starts turning up in other countries. Now, I don't care. I don't give a damn what religion you practice. If your priesthood takes advantage of the innocence of children for anything, but especially for sexual gratification, damn you. Damn your priests, damn your church, damn your pope, damn the head of your church, whatever it is, damn you all to hell. damn every one of you to hell in your church history. All of you, burn. Go to your hell immediately. Burn, you filthy animals. These are children. These are children. And I don't want to hear about how you went to seminary before your sexuality was established. I don't want to hear it. Screw you. And all of you, all of your orders, all of your divisions, go to hell. Go straight to hell. Burn. That's how strongly I feel about it. This makes me just insane. When this thing started to break, this enormous wave of child sexual abuse, it was just astonishing. How could this happen? How could this happen? And it's not because of celibacy. If somebody wants to become celibate, become celibate. That does not include sexual abuse of children, you filthy pigs. Oh, that to me. At that point, why didn't the Pope, like an avenging angel, swoop around the planet? Why didn't he go to Boston? Why didn't he go to Chicago? Why didn't he go to L.A., New Orleans, Warsaw, wherever he had to go, and round these bastards up and excommunicate them, throw them not just out of the priesthood, but out of the religion and out of heaven? Get out of here, you skunks. Get out of here. And he didn't. And nobody did. And the Catholic Church winds up cutting deals on settling lawsuits. Well, you want $10 million? We'll give you $5 million. Nah, we'll give you $3 million. Now, I don't care what the religion is. You show me a bunch of Buddhist monks that are molesting children, I'll be on Buddhism. The major failing, as far as I'm, this is just my opinion, and it was a failure of morality. This church wants to talk to me about my immortal soul, and they tolerate this? This failure of ethical behavior. You know, when an organization puts itself up front as being an arbiter of what's going to happen where it concerns your immortality, and then it turns out that a huge chunk of their priesthood are nothing more than pedophiles, and that the church hierarchy doesn't try to dig this cancer out, they try to cover it up. So based on that, I don't care what the church is. I don't care what the religious order is. To hell with you. To hell with you.
Recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
If you have stiffness, swelling in one or more joints, or fatigue that accompanies joint pain, you may be suffering from arthritis. Although arthritis is more common in older women, it can occur at any age. To help control joint pain, make sure you maintain a healthy weight. Just a few extra pounds can put added stress on your bones. Also, stay physically fit and flexible, get plenty of rest, and use hot or cold treatments to relieve pain. Remember to talk to your healthcare provider first about an exercise program that's right for you. This health tip has been brought to you by Tylenol Arthritis.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet?
The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now, 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hours we usually do at this point. Thanks to the crew who put the show together for us tonight. Kathy is in here, executive producing again here in the WLIB studios in New York. And thanks to Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. And our crew out in the hinterlands, Chris in Minnesota. I'm going to forget. Jim in Arkansas, Music Bureau Chief, of course, White Rose Society, Ben Birch. Who am I leaving off, Kathy?
David Fizikas.
David Fizikas, who is our call screener. No, what's he doing tonight?
He's
kind of hanging out. He and Kathy are doing the call screening, I think, tonight. So thanks to the crew who, bandits, put this program together. We appreciate it. We're going to be here tomorrow night again, and then we'll be back in Atlanta for the rest of the week. So there you go. Freddie is calling from Miami. Freddie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Absolutely. Doing fine.
I just have a couple of comments. Number one, I was a bit disappointed that I didn't see you out in the HBO program.
Well, I wasn't working for Air America when they shot that, you know. I didn't come on board until the network had been in business for about 5 months, and by then they'd already made their damn movie.
And boy, that was great. I really, really, really enjoyed that. That was a great show, and I'm kind of glad Randy Rhodes looks, she's a very, very good looking woman.
Oh, you ought to see her in person. You think she's good looking on videotape? You ought to see her in person.
I have one question.
She's gorgeous, as she would say.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's, like the song says, she's more than a woman.
There you go.
And I hope she's listening tonight.
She's probably fast asleep.
Listen, Mike, I just wanted to ask you, I wanted to make one slight comment. And for those individuals that want fair and balanced news, I suggest NPR. There were three more casualty deaths with one more suicide bomber in Iraq today. And my question, one question is, do you think maybe there could be possible Russian intervention if the USA attacks Tehran? And my last comment, I'll take it, you know,
okay.
off the phone.
Okay.
If you want two great books to read, one is the title, It Can't Happen Here.
Oh, yeah.
Sinclair Lewis,
yeah.
Yes, sir. This stuff that is happening right now, it's right out of this science fiction stuff.
It's in the book.
And the second book is one by Dr. Helen Caldicott, The New Nuclear Dangers.
Yes, yeah.
And I wish you would have her on the show, either you or Al Franken.
I'd like to get her on sometime, and I think
she was great.
Kathy's
she was on C-SPAN 2 on book, and I just happened to taped her, and I listened to just never mind about the glamours of nuclear weapons, but just the aftermath.
Yeah.
About cancer, et cetera, et cetera. So with those two ideas, I just, I'll leave you and say goodnight. Thank you for you and your show and Air America Radio.
Well, you're more than welcome. I appreciate you checking in. As far as the Russia-Iran thing, the Russians, you have to understand that Putin, and I know you already understand this, Putin used to be a pretty important dude on the world stage, albeit behind the curtain. He was a KGB high ranking operative. He doesn't like the fact that his old Soviet Union A doesn't exist, even though they're trying to reestablish it, and B that Russia. I don't know to what extent Russia appreciates. I'm sorry, Putin appreciates Russian history and art and literature, which, like I said earlier, is probably some of the greatest in the history of the human race. But Putin misses empire. He misses the saber rattling, where he could send little countries scurrying off into the darkness, scared out of their minds. So. I think Putin is trying to reestablish. He's reestablishing with Syria. He's reestablishing with Iran. It's like the Cold War all over again. Thanks, George. That's the direction that we're heading. Now, the other thing, what was the other thing?
NPR.
Oh, yeah, NPR as a news source. I kind of disagree with that. They have some programs there that I like to listen to. But there's nothing on NPR, as far as I'm concerned, and this is not because I work here. I've said this before, I worked here. There's nothing on NPR that you can't hear here. The difference is we're more honest on this network about our commercials. NPR, they talk about programs being underwritten by. Come on. It's the same thing. Plus, we don't respond at Air America to congressional pressure because we get no funding from the United States Congress. NPR does. Now, I'm not busting up on them. They still have some good programs, but I'm highly suspect of some of the points of view that they present. When you have a network that gets some of its funding from General Electric, which is the largest purveyor of death and destruction on this planet because they're one of the largest weapons manufacturers, you got to consider that. You want to know where I get news? I'll tell you where I get news. As far as topical stuff, I now listen to Air America. But as news in the morning, I turn on television, go to, is it Free Speech or Link, and I watch Amy Goodman's program, Democracy Now! Because I know I'm not going to get a bunch of jive nonsense. So that's where I go. We have satellite TV, so we have access to Free Speech TV, to Link TV, those channels. And Mosaic, there's, I guess that's on Link, where they present news from the Middle East from an Arab point of view, but also from an Israeli point of view. You get things on these channels that you don't get, obviously, in American news. But Amy Goodman's Democracy Now!, if you really want to know, for news, when you're getting your day started, that's a good place to go. Now, during the day, you listen to this network, you're going to hear some stuff that you're not going to hear anyplace else. Well, you know that. What the hell? What am I talking about? Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight. Thanks for participating, however you did it. You right-wing lurkers, one of these days you're going to get courage to call me, right? And then I'll just give you a good case of the red ass. It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, all right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen, that stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high filtration Oreck Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together,